Begin the current daf. Masechta Sivam is daf ches. Begin the daf. Begin the master. Begin the gemara. Mila made the ula. Doesn't ula agree? Baha. In this case, Shemra carried Balashmini. That Rabbi saw they carried in the night of the eighth day. She machtas the behindness. That of course you wouldn't be able to bring your hand into the behindness. So you see that's not when you say hail the ishti ishti, which tastes kasas kasha. It's a little bit difficult because the manali the made the ula baha. Where did you get this idea that ula agrees in such a case? Where do you say that he agrees that you wouldn't say hail ishti then? Become parakal absolvos and the gemara zavach nafalam bezim bezim mahadu ula. The ula responds the man the parakalay mahav brisa. For the one who asked on him from this brisa that hakurim etzayra, you know, bring his carry stick his behind us in, but you hold that it's forbidden to go in. So ula answer betunach and from your load the metzayra hayavuhtul letzarati b'chulu that so is also mutul like for his carry. Etc. Which the mashma metunach. It sounds like from metunach means mamasa shat balahachbarla. From the Lord, did you come in to make it difficult on him? Ula says, "Obirai yoshim yisham." I'm going to read my proof from there. Which sounds like, because if you wouldn't say hilbuhut litzaratza, which is ula svaram, then I actually would say it's forbidden because abia b'miktash ma'abia, which is ula's point. Tais says, "Marai yeshlam in the brisa." What's the proof he has from the brisa? There is a hilbu ishti ishti. Maybe the reason why it's permitted to stick his hands into the blindness is because b'miktash loish ma'abia, and not because hilbu ishti ishti. So Benil Ben Yitzchak appears to Ben Yitzchak the Daik Ula. Ula's inference is the words are he still carried that day. Mashma be given sounds like only during the daytime, but not at nighttime. And Shmamino, that's how we know the time of Shemuel Hutanam Likaroye, which answers both questions, and that's how we knew that Ula only says during the daytime. That he would agree because that's where his whole diuk is from, then from the daytime, and must be based on the svar of Hoyel Huta. But you can learn out that which has two Yisrael, like all these arise from the one Yisrael of Eishasach. But in parentheses, the Gilead says, but when it's not a situation of Yibum, like the Tzara of his daughter, not B'mokam Mitzvah, you'll find that they actually could learn out from Eishasach, that actually the Tzara's Erva, Shalei B'mokam Mitzvah, actually would be permitted. The Taisa says, has the following question. Okay, so the whole reason why we compare all the Arayis to Achayis Ishta is because they're all Terei Surim, and contrast Eishak was only one Isser. But then, Taisa has to take a look. Is it the Rabasi, Amai Patev's island is Sara, so why is the island exempt Tartara? V'chani Surahu, that's only one Isser, that of Eishasach. There's no other Isser of the islandness. The island is not an Erva, so why is it Patrin the Tzara? Yeshua says, what you can say is the Mamon of Shachiyah Seir. No, but either way, the Alness itself is forbidden because the Alfinim Asher Talid, we learn that from the Pasik, it's only the whole Yibn is Asher Talid, Prat Lioness. And the Lahachit Surah said, Namay Surah, that's why the Surah is forbidden because she's forbidden and they're the same. Chinna Shach of Shalai Balami, same thing because she's forbidden Nation Sach, therefore the Surah is going to have the same Allah. I'm a Kashab, what's difficult is my time in the mind of Palagar Asi. To the contrary, what's the understanding of those who disagree with Rav Asi? Why does it not pat the Tsar? And that's as if what you could say is the given the alness labasi yimhi b'shemakam. You never find alness that she's fit for yibum. So chashiv tzaras a tzaras ever shalei b'makam mitzvah. She's not like a tzaras ever b'makam mitzvah. It's shalei b'makam mitzvah because it's never a situation of possibility of yibum. With the shari, actually, then it's going to be permitted. And Morva says to us, l'dama alness l'chibi asay. You can't compare alness to those who are prohibited based on the positive commandment. You have hidden peg chain, which Gemara learns later on the chofam alaf l'chalitza that you have to have chalitza here also where. It's not an erva, it's just forbidden. So why don't you say it's like the chiva say? So it says no, because the islandness may have to cause a behedya. The pasuk is explicitly excluding islandness from Asher Teled. The law have b'chal het eishach, not including the whole het of eishach. So therefore, she's considered ever shalom b'makam mitzvah, and therefore she doesn't require not yibna chalitza, and therefore again she is going to be exempting. That's according to those who disagree with Rav Ashi, not exempting her tzara because she's considered shalom b'makam mitzvah as an erva. Next says Master Magnus the Gemara Rav Ami says Ever Gufalit Tzuchikar. He says Ever doesn't need a pasuk. Of course, I say he's not Tichalization for Karas, so we don't need a lev for that. Then says from Tzuchim begin to say, well, the Cholapachas Itzuch, but it is necessary. That the Gemara had explained for Ula Li Nasi Mesu Mes, the one who married the woman, he died. Umesi died. And then the living brother married the other sister. The late Timothy, that you shouldn't say Halu Beishrish. You would have thought to say something permitted. So why wouldn't Rav need the pasuk for that case? You can say the Rabbah Lesed Ula doesn't hold the Ula, and for somebody to be a mixed Lashma B doesn't hold partial entry is considered entry, so that you have to say Ula Svar of Hal Bish traditionally. Doesn't hold to that because it's not considered to be a mixed. It was never permitted for the Mitzar to say it's permitted to Likaroi. Boydim Maria, additionally, the Reese says, no, you could even say that he holds of it. But the Yesh L'chal, you could still differentiate. Because the Gabi Bal carry the Shem Tuma Achasi. That's all the same thing. They're different types of Tuma, but they're all Tuma. So I mean, we'll say Habesh Yesh is permitted for the Tuma of Tzeras and permitted for the Tuma of Keri. The Chad Lavu, but Bal Keri Tzeras is the same negative prohibition of being in the holy area. Here it's two different Isurim. It's not all the same Isur. One's Eshach, one's Achaisisha. It's a different Lavin. There, he says, we wouldn't say it's in permitted. But then he says, okay, that takes care of one approach of what he need to allow for. But if you can say, why don't you need the pasuk? Because which compare all that rice, we would have thought it's compared to Eish Hazach, and therefore you need to have a letter to exclude. So it says, no, you could say, that only for the prohibition did the Torah compare them, because the pasuk is talking about the fact that they all have cars, it's saying the abomination. For that, they're all compared. Like, for example, Hara. Not regarding a permissibility where we have Ba'esh Hazach. Therefore, you didn't need a Leah to exclude from that. Next test, at the beginning, the Gemara Kitz Akra. What do we need the Pasuk? For the Mason Tzar, to say that the Tzar has been. It's a wonder. How could they have made a mistake to say the Itzach Lemason Tzar that you needed to forbid the Tzar, it's famous in the Erev more than the Erva? Because given the Tzar from Litzra and Nafka, the Tzar we know from Litzra, Vyesh Karas Bitzar Kamim Erva, and the Pasuk of Karas is going on that, just like the Erva. So what's the difference? But remember, the Yitzchak says, the Hashanam by Lamemer, truth is, even now we wanted to say listed Sarah, we only wanted a Lamedic to infer the Shleba Makam in Zashari that when it's not a Makam, it's going to be permitted. Kidamask Rachel B'Sev, which actually the Gemara's ultimate conclusion that Rabbacha says at the end. And also, Vodakam and Nami, this also the Gemara says, anyway, and the Gemara says, oh, that's not for the Ever, that's Mashem Tzirasa. Like Mashem the Tzirach Karlis, you're right, not that you need a Pasuk to say it's forbidden. A Lamedic, it's really for the inference of a Ter Shleba Makam that Sarah is permitted Shleba Makam. About the parak, and then this is the Gemara asks, "Oh, Mishnah Erev, why is Erev different? Let's check a crowd b'chulu." Says Taisa Gemara, "Toy b'milsa d'Rava." The Gemara was making a mistake. The questioner made a mistake in Rava's teaching. Shalei Pidush Pedi, because he didn't say explicitly that it's l'mishnah shalei b'makom mitzvah. Said that the whole point of a letter is really to say that it's permitted shalei b'makom mitzvah, but really that was never his intent to say it's usher. His intent really was to say it's mutter shalei b'makom mitzvah. Next test, master, but beginning with the Gemara, "Ila b'turis u'paitris le'gatani." Doesn't say chameshes nashim turis u'paitris. It only says paitris. Because, like we said, you don't have to tell you regarding the Erev itself. But then Tzara says, I've got the Meskin, although the Gemara actually concludes the Lesset Tzara, and Amalik Tzara, you also don't need the Pasuk to forbid the Tzara, because it's the same thing like the Erva. So then we're back to the question. So why do I say Paitris and not Paturis? It's all the same thing. Still, it doesn't come welcome to the Paitris. Still, we say Paitris. The Hutzach Lashminu is the Tzara. We still have to tell you a prohibition regarding the Tzara. Shadan Lashminu Bishamak, we never told you this anywhere else. Avalisa Erva, but the Grand Issa the Erva, the Grand Nishnu Kalarais, we already taught you all the Arais, we better come to the creasing of Bezim and Alv. Shall it's our Kalash Mina, that's from the Makamitsa, because we don't have to tell you that's forbidden Makamitsa, the Pshita, of course we know. They not see the Lashminu Bakaris. And rather, that's why we say Paturis, because we just never told you. Of course, from the Pasik, there's no difference between the Erva and the Tzara.